Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri Knight, shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family of islands, the number is 242-357-20. And if you call in from the text line, the Guardian Radio text line powered by BTC, the number is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. Today is Flag Day, Bahamian Flag Day, July 1st. Bahamian Flag Day as we march towards Bahamian independence. We're going to be talking about having an independence type show. No, we're going to have a heritage type show. I need people from Mayaguana, Crooked Island, Auckland, Sweden's Key, Abaco, Spanish Wells to call in to talk about your island. What y'all is do? What y'all is do down there? I have a conversation on social media. I'm not sure if anyone out there knows that I blog. No, I actually do blog. I have a blog on social media there. Has a huge following. I'm not being modest. The following is huge. And subsequently, that's how I get this Guardian gig. They realize how big the following is. It's an international and national following. I've been featured here and there. Being featured one or two magazines in the States. Even some universities write about blogging in the Bahamas. And they call my name. I think I mentioned that before. So I have a blog. And on that blog today, about Spanish Wells. Yeah. No slight. The type of complaint I was making was no, like, diminishing of Spanish Wells. Apparently, Spanish Wells has the best Johnny Cake. I did not know Spanish Wells is big Johnny Cake, is known for Johnny Cake. Spanish Wells, when you start talking to people on social media, Spanish Wells is ranked as being the premier island for pastries, Bahamian pastries. The premier one being Johnny Cake. And I said, is it like Cat Island flour cake? And they start, people come out of nowhere. Conquistadors from all over who diaspora of Spanish Wells came out of nowhere and start talking about the pastries that Spanish Wells is famous for. And I didn't know that. And I said, how it is Flag Day. Or coincidentally, it's on Flag Day as we march towards being Bahamian. And being Bahamian is a complex. It's something that is dynamic, right? That we have different types of people coming together to make what we have called a nation of the Bahamas. And Spanish Wells being one of those islands. And I can say it what it is, a white Bahamian island, primarily. Of course, they have one peppered with some dark seasoning here and there. But primarily, it's a white Bahamian island, just like Hope Town and Guanaquil in the Abacos. Spanish Wells have Bahamians, white Bahamians, who've been here a long, long time, from the beginning. And they have a heritage amongst themselves that is unique to that particular island, but is succinctly Bahamian. And me being one of those lovers of history, lovers of heritage, I want to eat a Spanish Well Johnny Cake. And nobody offered. I mean, I know Clay Sweden. I mean, I don't know him personally, but if he see me, he will say, C.A., what you saying? But Clay Sweden never offered me a pastry yet. And I had the pastry good. And they know I eat. I'm not sure if anyone out there noticed that anytime you invite me, I ask, is there going to be food? And if there ain't no food, I don't come. I'm just telling you, I just do not show up because I believe if you're going to have me there and if you invite me as a guest, you better feed me. And if you're not feeding me, I'm just not coming. I can stay home and let my wife cook and make sure I get something to eat and I can stay comfortably right there. But if you're inviting me out and say, oh, I want your presence, C.A. Nuri, you better expect to feed me. And I ain't greedy, so because you know I'm diabetic, I can't eat too much things, right? But I expect to taste things. And I want to taste a Spanish Wells Johnny Cake. I'm putting it out there. If you know anyone from Spanish Wells, you tell them put it on the boat and send C.A. Nuri a Johnny Cake. And if you have any kind of other cake that Spanish Wells is famous for, they just make ice cream. Spanish Wells is making ice cream. Nobody ever tell me Spanish Wells is making ice cream. I didn't know Spanish Wells is make ice cream. It's a kept secret for them. And I don't like it because I is Bahamian too. Maybe of a darker hue. But I deserve to eat some Spanish Well ice cream. And I'm putting it out there. You pack a journey bag for C.A. Nuri. You put it on the boat. And you call the guy. You know, they can say, C.A., go pick up. I'll drive there and pick up my stuff. I want a whole bag of stuff. And if you know Clay Sweden, and Clay Sweden have all kind of boats. Tell them put on a Clay Sweden boat. And then have my Johnny Cake come there. I'm putting the notice now. I can talk about them. And the thing is, I promote Spanish Wells. When they had that famous baseball team, and it's beating up all over the Bahamas there with their famous baseball team, I say, look at Spanish Wells go. And when they had their John Canoe group, and they came here and beat up on Nassau with their John Canoe group, I say, look at Spanish. I deserve some pastries. That's what I'm saying. I deserve some pastries. So people from Spanish Wells, send me my things. Is Flag Day, march towards Independence Day as we celebrate what it is to be Bahamian, right? Some people argue saying, oh, we're not independent. I ain't worrying about that. That's not the argument today. The argument is what it is to be Bahamian. That's why this new ministry of culture and heritage. Heritage is a big word. Each island have a different heritage that makes them who they are, what they are, and what they make them uniquely Bahamian. And I'm celebrating heritage. What's your island good for? How y'all speak? What do people in Long Island say? Bella, who you for? Huh? I think I said right. Someone might have to call and say it. Buck, who you for, Buck? I think that's better. I got to call Sawyer Boy. He has a good Long Island accent. You for is a conversation is who you for? What your island is good for? What y'all is make? Right? I didn't know Spanish will hide in their best kept secret and I want some. Right? But I want to know what your island is feeling about from your island. Say, boy, this is what we do. This is my surname. When you say the surname, you walk on the island, people say, I know who your people is. Come this way. Let me go show you your generation property. That's where your people is. Say, y'all like build two-story house. Y'all have shop underneath. Call and tell me about those stories about be celebrating being Bahamian. What makes you Bahamian? This text says Spanish Wells has the best cracked turtle. Hey, I know this is a man or woman. You can't be eating turtle no more. It's against the law. I can finish reading what you have now. Spanish Wells has the best cracked turtle in the whole Commonwealth. Now, I want to taste it. It's like the hush-hush meat of Inagua. I taste that too. And I want to taste more of the hush-hush, but I can't say what it is. I want to taste the hush-hush meat of Inagua. And I ain't going to say what it is. Because it's but I want to taste this cracked turtle. But Spanish Well texter, you know you can't be eating turtle. It's against the law. It's like eating shark. My stepfather was a fisherman. He's old now. And as a fisherman or son of a fisherman, I had to eat turtle. That green mess. I didn't like it. It was slimy. But that's what the man cooked or had my old lady cook and I eat turtle. I used to eat shark. I used to eat shark and fries. I had plenty shark and trying to peel off that skin, right? Like turbot, you got to peel the skin off. Ain't nothing. And that box fish, you got to open it, crack it open and eat the inside. You know, so I have fishing. I can't fish for nothing, by the way. I just don't know it. I lost that skill over the years when I moved out. I don't know how to even do a fishing line anymore. That sense of skill gone. And I want to know if, is that still part of Bahamian heritage, fishing? Do daddies, mummies, because my mummies love to fish, do daddies and mummies still take their child out to go fishing and tell them how to hook a line, right, and throw it out, and which fish to get? I remember when we got an eel on the line, and I tried to pick the eel up in my hand, and they started stretching out on me, don't touch it. right? Do we teach these things to the next generation? Are we still being Bahamian, or are we allowing what it is that what we think is Bahamian or inherently Bahamian to escape from us, right? This text says, good morning, CA. Make sure I ask for some guava jam. It's the best, man. See, the Spanish people, and everything they do is good. So I have to ask for my bundy, my bundle coming from Spanish Wells, whoever's sending it, I go on some guava jam too. Because this person says, good morning, CA. Make sure I ask for some guava jam. It's the best in the world. Spanish Wells is independent. Is Spanish Wells self-sufficient? Can we say that Spanish Wells is the most self-sufficient island in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Anybody know? Can they say that? And talking about self-sufficient, because they have their own electricity, you know. Anybody get their light bill today? Because the light bills are out. I mean, they had it kept secret. Everybody been asking for the light bill for a couple days now, weeks now, and the light bill wasn't out. And apparently it came out today. Was this a surprise, your bill? Especially with gas being so high? Was that a reason why they tarry a bit? Or just whatever happened, and that's why the light bill didn't come. But back to Bahamian heritage as we celebrate Flag Day, happy Flag Day for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, anyone at the sound of my voice, as we march towards independence, our most significant holiday as a nation, as we define what a nation is, which is the coming together of different type of people to have a mandate, a thinking, a social construct of developing a country for the greater good. Not for one person or a set of people, but everyone have a common thread, a common loftier goal. That's I just made that up. Common loftier. I might have put that in a song. I just thought about that just now and clashed those words together. I like how it rolled off my tongue. Anyway, steady sunward. Let's continue. It says, to be fair to the Spanish Wellians, I thought he's called Sigillians. Someone call and tell me the right word to call Spanish Wells people, right? In Sigillians, right? And Spanish Wells is the capital of Sigillians. See, I don't know the words. I need to study up my Spanish Well history more. I talk a lot about it. I feel vexed that they didn't send me didn't tell nobody that they famous for pastries. Bahamian pastry. Anyway, go back. To be fair with the Spanish Wellians, that was back in 2007 when I had crack turtle. Haven't been back since. Okay, the person said they ain't sure they still have crack turtled. But I go on eating. I like eating. I mean, I can taste anything once. Yeah, but I might not taste it again, but I can taste everything once. The Spanish Wells also has good baked crabs. No, but see, you're going too far. Texter, this is the next texter. I'm not sure if this texter know what he's talking about. Because I have a list of, let me see if I can find that list. It came off. Let's find that list of things I want to talk about what's good. I heard that Cat Island has flour cake. But Acklands has flour cake. I need people to call and say, who has the best flour cake? I think only two islands have flour cake. You know, I'm not sure the connection between Acklands and Cat Island and why both islands has flour cake. But flour cake is known for Acklands and Cat Island. But I need to know who has the best flour cake. I love flour cake, especially when they're having a cultural exposition. I want to take the flour cake. You know? They said Long Island have mutton. We know that Long Island has mutton. I went to they had a fair, a pop-up fair in Blair. Blair had a pop-up and all kind of Long Island people was there. And they had somebody had some good curry mutton. I don't like that steamed mutton, by the way. I tried that steamed mutton from Long Island and say, I don't see what all y'all up in arms saying that tastes good. The curry mutton I could eat. This was seasoned. But I find that sheep mutton is different from goat mutton, and I could distinguish the difference. You know I Jamaican descent too, right? And unfortunately, I grew up off goat mutton. So I enjoy the sheep mutton, but it ain't the same. It ain't the same. And I like goat mutton. But that, what I tasted in Blair, or I think that's last week, Saturday, I think that might be the best curry mutton I've tasted in a while. That was good. It was well seasoned. The rice was friendly, though. Whoever the chef was there, they had that friendly rice. And they hide the rice. It was friendly rice. I see why they hide the rice, right? It was friendly. It was close. It was close. Let's go to the callers there. We celebrating Flag Day. Today is Flag Day in the Bahamas. People wearing flag colors. The aquamarine, the gold, and the blue-black they're wearing today, especially in all the government ministries. They're all wearing colors. Some private citizens are wearing their colors, too. So reminding people to start celebrating. But let's go to the first caller there. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. So clear that line there. So we go to the next caller when they call back. Cat Island has flour cake. Long Island has mutton. And Spanish Wells, like I said, has Johnny Cake. And Eleuthera has pineapple. And I said everything good in Eleuthera with pineapple except they tart. I don't like pineapple tart either. I like coconut tart. I'm not sure if anyone, the island is special for coconut tart. I mean, like I said, if no other tart there, I'll get a pineapple tart, right? But I got asked for coconut. And I just found that coconut tart and coconut rummy, different. I didn't know what a coconut rummy is until recently. It's like a coconut drop. I realized I never tasted that until I turned man. When I say man, like 1 year, 2 years ago. And I said, how can I miss a whole Bahamian delicacy? And I born here. True Bahamian. And I know coconut rummy. Like, who's make that? Let's go to this column. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Hey, gracious, you see, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You ever taste curry coconut rummy?
No, I don't too much like coconut, you know.
What?
I'm a guava duff person.
Guava duff. I love guava duff.
Yeah, I love guava duff. But question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today is Bahamian Flag Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much flags you think is most appropriate to have on your car during Flag Day, one or four? Because those Haitian Flag Day, they have at least 42 flags on one car. So to be patriotic, right, which you think, how much you think is most appropriate, four or one?
It all depends on how much you can afford, you know. It's how much you can afford. Now, if the person can afford only one flag, you fly your one flag. But if you have an extra set of money, and if you're a member of parliament giving you shirt and flags, you put on the flag.
Okay, second question is approaching, right? Which beach you think is the most popular beach to go on Independence Day? Because you know that's a beach day.
Independence Day ain't no beach day.
Yeah, man, that's a beach day.
And I appreciate you, though. And I can tell you why I appreciate you. Someone just texted me and said, it's not a coconut rummy, it's coconut Jimmy. Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's coconut Jimmy. I should tell you, I only tasted once. No one ever bring no coconut Jimmy to me. I didn't know it existed until about a year ago. But going back to the conversation, white Bahamians and black Bahamians celebrate independence differently. Did you know that? You gone already? Okay. White Bahamians and black Bahamians celebrate independence differently. And that's where the heritage come in. That's where the word heritage come in. Heritage is how you celebrate it. How you celebrate, personally celebrate things, the heritage, your family. White Bahamians go on the beach for Independence Day, and they have boat. They don't go on no local beach, or if they go on a local beach, they're going far west to Jaws Beach, right? And Love Beach. But the white Bahamians who I know, the Conky Joe Bahamians who I know, they have boat or have access to boat. And they're going on private keys to go boating on Independence Day. Now, black Bahamians go into the fort. They go into the fort, and they can do the tattoo thing. They might do that independence junk canoe thing, right? They might see who all cooking on that day, and they go home. That's two different type of heritage, two type of celebration, two distinctly different. And ain't nothing good or bad about any difference. Some people say, oh, why these people don't celebrate like... No, they be different. We celebrate different. And if they won't go on the beach on their Independence Day... and carry their picnic stuff, and that's how they been celebrating for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years now of independence. That's how they celebrate. This makes us different, right? Right? But they need to pass to the fort still. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, we celebrating Flag Day. I want to know what your island theme is for, right? I want to know how you celebrate independence. What is one grand thing we should be celebrating as an independent country? What does being an independent country mean to you? Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live, caller.
Yes, yeah, one more question, right? Do you think for Independence Day we should have like a food that we eat just on Independence Day?
Yes.
Like how some people, I know where they come from, this council and grits from. I don't know. Only God one knows.
It's a new thing, but Bahamians embrace it.
Saying that the God when they die,
mm-hmm. Bahamas has embraced Kong Salad and Grits. It's a Bahamian thing now.
How in the world is it a Bahamian thing?
I can tell you. Only about
2026.
No, let me tell you how. Only about two Caribbean nations eat grits. Only two Caribbean nations eat.
Jamaicans don't eat no grits.
They don't know what it is at all. Jamaicans don't know what grits is at all.
Well, they give us
the so the idea that we in the Bahamas now eating grits with conch means that's Bahamian. Because the other island don't eat conch like that. Who is up grits? So this conch and grits celebration, which is new, is a Bahamian nuance which just came about. So that's uniquely Bahamian. I mean, I ain't no
flower. When it came about,
about 5 years now. It's like five.
Who came up with that?
Them same people who start putting fruits in conch salad.
Oh, them set of people.
Them set of people. I used to call them Grand Bahamians. They cut Grand Bahamian people off.
They
put mayonnaise and thing, right?
They look different.
They look different. Grand Bahamian special. That's that Turks Island blood. They just think differently up there.
I got you. All right, then, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much. Let's move on to another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm fine, thanks. Whenever you visit South Long Island, try that. Right on the side of the street, a lady has a little restaurant. She does the mince wow, and then you could go by Roddy Boys and ask them to let you try the wild hog. That's really, really good. Something totally different.
I get wild hog, Abaco wild hog come Saturday. I never taste. He tastes Long Island wild hog though.
Very tender because they do the younger ones.
Oh.
Very tender. Okay.
I like that. I know the Rowdy Boys, right? I go on to the mother house when I was in Long Island. I was looking at my beach. I have a beach in Long Island there and Miley's.
Yeah.
And so they some distant cousins. Don't mind the complexion that I darker than them.
And the thing about it, they, you know, they got a farm with some huge hogs that they, I think they brought them from America. And they did the hugest hogs I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
And they also have a key. The people in Long Island have a key that they could take you to about, take you about half an hour to get there from the mainland, or where they have the hogs, you know, like how they have feeding the hogs in Exum and all about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With almost 50 hogs on that key.
Mm-hmm.
The hogs live on the key, and the persons go there and feed the hog, and those hogs, when they hear the boat coming, they come out to the bay. It's really good. It's really something totally different, though.
I thought only Exum had wild hogs that you could go. I mean, who's going to have that?
No, just these are hogs that are blended with American and the wild hog, they got them blend together. They made them together.
Oh,
so
okay.
This is different breed of hogs altogether. So you have to really go there to see it.
Uh-huh.
So you can understand what I'm trying to explain to you. I've been there and done that.
I like that. Really,
something totally different, though.
I like that. I know the COI would be upset that these are indigenous hogs. You know, when you mix, when the COI see people mix their hog up with foreign people, they get facts. Thanks, man. They get facts. Let's read this text right here. So Inagua has good kicking chicken. What do you mean kicking chicken? And hush mouth. I see what you call kicking chicken. I see. It's hush hush meat. I eat hush hush meat in no texture. I ain't eaten in years, but I want some hush hush meat. If someone could quietly move it to Nassau and say, shh, Nuri, just don't say what it is, I would appreciate some hush. They call it kicking chicken and hush mouth meat. I interested in eating it. And if you get any pink feathers to send with it, because, you know, I get a costume, send that down too, please. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Morning, man.
Okay, Abaco is known for orange.
Orange?
Orange. Abaco orange back in the day. It is known now for some, I wouldn't say, you know, but anyhow, and that conch salad and grit,
uh-huh.
That is not Bahamian.
What is it from? Where is it from?
I don't know. Come like it comes from the pits of hell or somewhere, but it ain't come from the Bahamas.
Watch. Let me read this to you. There's a text. Someone text me. This is a text from a lady, right?
Uh-huh.
You say, I've been eating conch and grits, conch salad, and grits for at least 30 years.
Maybe that's their household.
Mm.
But that don't. But generally, where could you go? You know, but any restaurant you could go in and get conch salad and grits.
But who started it?
Not Bahamian. That is someone who decided to do something nonsense like they do with the conch skin. You know, I grew up, CA, I grew up in the inner city. I spent my childhood there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never eaten conch skin. That is stuff we used to fish for that.
You never eat conch skin in your what do you call it? Your conch fritters? I know my blending the conch skin.
No, sir. My digestive system would not allow it. You know, but this is a new phenomenon. There are people eating conch skin and putting conch skin in.
Let me ask you this. What about dry conch? Is dry conch Bohemian?
Yeah, I've seen people been doing it. I grew up from a child. I never liked it.
Conch skin?
That ain't conch skin.
No?
They beat the conch.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the conch, and I think they put it up on the line or somewhere where a million flies must touch it. I never could eat that. You know, but people do it. But this conch skin, these new stuff, that is not Bohemian. I don't know where in the world that came from, but I would eat it. Likewise, I see people doing this thing and call it Bohemian too. They do the shrimp with grits.
That's southern America. Southern America, Georgia,
those things. You know about conch and grits?
Conch salad and grits? Conch and grits. Yeah, peas and grits. I see conch and grits and peas and grits. I know about that.
That's Bohemian.
Yeah.
But these new things, that's some new things that people trying to label on us and put on us. But that is not us. And no, I don't know, but no Bohemian who could talk about where we could have gone in a restaurant or get that for breakfast or get that for lunch or what have you. That's someone experimenting trying to go make it go viral. But I guess nowhere to go.
I hear you. Thank you very much. I have this texter who wants to respond to you or that right now. Thank you very much, Carlo. It says, conch salad and grits originated in Abaco. Abaco folks took it to Grand Bahama because people had it in Grand Bahama. They think that's where it started. I was in Grand Bahama when they got it from Abaco. I went there in 1974. So this texter said, man, they've been eating conch salad and grits from 1974. So I don't know, right? So people saying conch salad and grits was there for a while. Let's see, read this text. Let's talk to this caller first before I read this text. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM is Flag Day. We celebrating the Bahamas, Bahamian heritage, what it is to be Bahamian towards independence. And we trying to know about your island, your people, how your family celebrates being Bahamian. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Mr. Nuri, I had to call back when the gentleman talked about the conch salad grits. Mr. Nuri, if you want to really know how good that really is, get the whole original conch salad. You can get it in the evening or get it in the morning and try it the next day with the yellow grits. Yeah. That is really, really good, Mr. Nuri. That's something you have to try for yourself, and then you could make a judgment on after you try it.
When you say all original conch salad, what do you mean by that?
Yes, you know, just not the one with the mayonnaise, not the one with the fruits in it, just a regular conch salad. You know, the one with just onion, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is really good, Mr. Nuri. You will love that, and guess what? If you're married, you'll ask your wife to do that every two or three days a week.
Once it's straightened my back, I got axed. And I appreciate it.
Okay?
It might be something we could market as Bohemian if it's recent.
Bohemian. Because, all right, like you say, if there's only two places in the Caribbean that eat grits, the Bahamas and where else?
But Turks Island.
Okay, all right, so why is not conch salad and grits Bohemian?
There you go.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Conch salad is Bohemian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, fair enough. I appreciate you. Let's read this text. It says, good afternoon. I live in Spanish Wells for a few years. That cracked turtle was awesome when eating turtle was still legal. From my experience, Spanish Wells people make the best sweets. That's what I'm hearing, and I ain't getting none yet. That's why I'm saying that seeing Clay Sweeten owe me something. If you all know Clay Sweeten, if he's in the House Assembly, tell him. See Anery off the radio saying, I ain't getting no pies, I ain't getting no cakes, I ain't getting no tarts, none of that. So every sweet treat you can eat, can imagine. Andrews definitely have the best grill. Andrews have the best grill wild hog over Long Island and over Abaco. They say Andrews have the best wild hog. You hear it? That's what people said. Say Bimini and Grand Bahama do the conch salad and mayonnaise thing, which I detest. Boil conch bubby salad. Or conch fritters with conch bubby in it is Bohemian. It's not new and likely before my time. I'm almost 60 and have known that for decades. See, clever. People say they've been eating conch bubby for a while. Let's go back to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live as we march towards independence and we are celebrating. We're talking about Bohemian heritage things that is uniquely Bohemian that we do. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hello, Mr. Lurie.
Go ahead. How you doing, man?
How you doing? Good morning, Mr. Lurie. Now, Mr. Lurie, I might be one of your oldest callers and one of the Niagara lot of people. But, Mr. Lurie, I remember one time ago, parents, if they had a car, I'm 75 years old, parents on a weekend night, they used to take us around fishing. We could go out on Prince George Dock, where they called, where the big ships discovered. We could go out there with our line and our hook and our little sinker and our little conch bait, take like that, and go out there and catch goggle eye and grunt and take right out there on Prince George Dock. We used to go down to Lyford Key, what they call George Beach. They used to have a dock out there. You could go out there and sit down and catch fish out there. We're coming up through the canal to go to them millionaire's house. You're going to get fish coming in and out of there.
Let me ask you this, Sparky.
Then you're going to go around by Clifton Pier, by the powerhouse, and go down by the dock. There was another place out there. You're going to go and sit down and catch fish.
Let me ask you this, Sparky. Let me ask you this. When I was younger, there used to be a man on a bicycle who's a fish man. And he's to have the fish inside his netted bag, like straw bag. And he's had the fish tie up with some kind of straw string. And he's to sell goggle eyes. Goggle eyes has come every Easter.
He had this contraption set up on the back, like over the back wheel, like a box.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of his seat. He'd be riding the bicycle. It's this box, and he had like a top one. He could open it, and inside there was fresh fish. And apparently he'd go out to the dock and get the fish. And then string them up in like coconut leaf string. And he'd come through East Avenue in Santa Vilda, which means he had to go over two hills, some kind of hill, to get over the hill down to Santa Vilda and come through the corner opposite Santa Vilda grocery store through East Avenue, the corner guy at the Battery Tire. And he used to come through there mostly like people buying fish on Friday. And you'd have this man coming out there, fish man!
Mm-hmm.
Fish man, and then you had fellas with this box on their shoulder. Shane, she okay, and they'll clean your shoes right there while you stand up in front of John Bull and Stop and Shop and them. You put your foot there, or you sit in a chair, and the fella clean your shoes right on Bay Street. People was making money, and they got little cloth spit shining, and they go to the office with your suit. With your shoes sparkling.
I appreciate the stories and just reminiscing there, Sparky. My stepfather took me on the parade, Windsor Park, and we used to get our shoes shined there. The man there used to shine our shoes. It's a different generation now. I don't think I'm too old to say that happened. It says, Cat Island is good for everything, especially flour cake, okra soup. Cat Island have the best flour cake in the world. You know, I got to taste some Cat Island flour cake, right? He said, don't mind these other people talking. Saying Cat Island, you go there to eat Dow Hoon, Bahamian stuff. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking about the Bahamas celebrating our independence. We're talking about our heritage, which each island is good for. You know, Buck, who you for? Buck, who's you for? What that means anyway? We'll be right back.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Change doesn't happen in sound bites. It happens when people come together and actually talk. The Forum is that conversation where Bahamians from all walks of life work through the issues that affect us all, challenge each other, and find solutions together. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, The Forum with Ricardo Wells, coming this Saturday to Guardian Radio.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Change doesn't happen in sound bites. It happens when people come together and actually talk. The Forum is that conversation where Bahamians from all walks of life work through the issues that affect us all, challenge each other, and find solutions together. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, The Forum with Ricardo Wells, coming this Saturday to Guardian Radio.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. And this segment is 11:45. It's sponsored by Percy Island's Game. Attention, Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary for up to $1,000 a week for a full year. You heard that right. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. That is theislandgame.com. You have a chance to get a weekly salary for over $1,000 a week for a year just by depositing $25. I like that. Continuing, I have a number of texts as we celebrating our march towards Independence Day celebration. It's a Mr. Nuri, there is no delicacy. There is no delicacy that comes out of Grand Bahama. What you hear them talking about, this like mayonnaise in conch salad and thing, that's because they had no one to teach them about down home Bahamian cooking. The Bahamians who moved to Freeport in the 60s were young, didn't have a chance to learn how to cook Bahamian food and from mama them in Nassau. And so they passed their bad cooking down to their children. So they're trying to explain how Grand Bahama start putting mayonnaise in their food. I have some more text there as we celebrate Bahamas independence and our march towards independence and celebrating our heritage. So good afternoon. I am 72 years old and grew up in Abaco eating conch salad with mayonnaise. My God. From the age of 5 years old. You different. But it's nice. Abaco heritage. Okay. This text says, good afternoon. We have Bahamian desserts. The sweet potato boiled down with sugar, also done with cassava, but this is a Northern Bahamas dish. Okay, texter, I know what you're talking about, but I want to taste it. You say it's a sweet potato boiled down with sugar, also done with cassava. I want to taste that. You can't just talk about it, don't let me taste it. I want to taste that, texter. You got to bring that to the radio. Right? So conch salad and grits I was eating from back in the 70s. It's the same as tuna salad and sardine and grits. See, people are saying they've been eating conch salad and grits for decades. You got to get out of the docks more. I need to go to the docks. Say, boating ain't a white or black thing anymore. Poker runs, all the charters and tour runs by black Bahamians spoken as boatless white Bahamians. Spoken as a boatless white Bahamian. So this is a conky joe white Bahamian who said, man, all kind of black people be doing poker runs. And when I used to work the Green Part, yes, I used to work the Green Part, they used to sponsor some poker runs there, and they had a lot, many scores of black captains. I mean, they had boats, and they earned galore. That's why I meet Ryan Pinder. He used to be on his boat, and going back and forth. They had a huge Spanish Well contingent, a huge Long Island contingent. And like I said, there's a lot of black people who own boats. I know where they get that type of money, but there's a lot of black people here in the Bahamas who have their own boats, and poker runs is part of a Bahamian culture too. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, are you there? No? I clear that line as I continue to read there, Kermit. So good morning. Man, you ever had yard chicken, sand dove, or wood dove? In Andres, we grew up on these things. I had back a dove. We used to do a lot of slingshot. We used to make them fake guns, like with a clothespin and elastic bands. And we used to go bird hunting and eat chimney. I had no roasted chimney in years. I don't know if kids eat chimney anymore, but I grew up off chimney. I used to eat a lot of wild things. I mean, I remember wild chicken, hunting for wild chicken and eating chicken too, and cooking them on outside. Yeah. Mr. Nuri, you are such a sweet mouth for a diabetic. Yes, I drink a lot of water. And now I have this round thing I put on my arm, right? Which tell me when I spike. So whenever I spike, because I still eat sweet things, your hair go up, beep, and I say, oh God, I got to get insulin now because I got to eat. So I tend to have insulin all about and I take a lot of pills now because I am definitely sweet mouth. I didn't know that. I thought my friend Gus Roberts was sweet mouth because he always eating cake, but I sweet mouth. Says, good morning, CA. Stew Kunk and Grix with Johnny Cake on the side. On Independence Day morning, that's Bohemian great show. I've eaten stew conch. I prefer stew fish, right? I think we need to start promoting Bohemian breakfast. That's why when they say this egg thing, golden yolk thing for Bohemians, I said, now we need to, how do we promote Bohemian breakfast with that, right? I like egg. But we need to become self-sufficient by making sure the ingredients for Bohemian breakfast, Bohemians are able to afford. Because I believe every Bohemian is supposed to be eating Bohemian breakfast all the time. White, black, Chinese Bohemians need to eat stew fish and stew conch. That's just part of Bohemian heritage. No matter how, where you come from, right? If you're making the scent, you're supposed to be eating stew fish. If you're Haitian descent, you're supposed to be eating stew fish. That's part of being Bohemian. You grew up here. Says, you're so right, CA. I work in a gated community, and on Independence Day, they head out on the boats. I see them. They're in pirates. They used to come there in droves. Them poker runs. I used to be a minority. You know I blue black, right? I used to be a minority in Green Pirate because the whole place full of white Conky Joe Bohemians there celebrating independence and they going out in their boat. You know, everyone saying Abba, you know, they have a whole different culture, you know. Say, do people realize that the outskirts of Grand Bahama is an island life? Do they know anything about this? You all got jokes. And I call Grand Bahama Family Island. Right, they have very aspects of Grand Bahama, this very family island oriented, and that's something to celebrate. Even phrases, we need to start putting out more Bohemian phrases, printing more Bohemian boats, books to celebrate what it is for being Bohemian. Like, there's phrases in Long Island that is typically only Long Island. There's phrases in Bimini that is typically only Biminite says, right? And then there even the term Biminite. That's a Bahamian term. You don't say Nassonite. You say the Nassuvian. How is it a Biminite is a word and then Nassuvian is another word? Who made that? What do you call Grand Bahamians? You call them Grand Bahamians, eh? They don't have no ites or Suvian. What do you call Long Islanders, Long Islanders? Abaconians, Abaconians. Exumians, Exumians? Spanish versus Sergilians with a G, right? Is Mayaguanians, is Acklands Islanders, eh? You know, Acklandsians, is Acklands Islanders. What do you call Eleutherians? That's what you call them? Or Eleuther Islanders? Yeah? I just want to know the heritage. As we celebrate we self, as we define we self, as we now have a ministry of culture, and that ministry of culture direct our path of which way we go and how we celebrate our heritage, right? What is the heritage of the people of Ragged Island? Do they speak Spanish in Ragged Island? Are there schools in Ragged Island? Is there a Ragged Island phrase that you say, yeah, you come from Ragged Island because you said that one word? You know, like how you can look at a Harbor Island man and look at him and say, you from Harbor Island, without them saying anything. He said, but how you know I'm from Harbor Island? Because you're short, black, and thick, right? And you can look at a Abaco man who's do boat and say, you from Abaco. You can hear a Abaco Conky Joe man and he say, Ope. And you say, you from Ope Town? Eh? Yeah, I'm from Ope Town. How you know I'm from Ope Town? And you say, no, I could see it in your eyes. I could hear it in your voice. You're true, true Bohemian because you like Greeks too. And I'm saying that we now need to now interwove all of our heritage together. Don't make no excuses for who we are as a people. We need to grab the Spanish Wellians or Sigilians there and say, hey, you're all this Bohemian. I mean, I want to hear about your heritage and your lineage and your history. And because that's important to Bohemian culture and important for me, who are from Nassau, to know. I need to go to Hope Town and say, man, we're Guanaki. And I want to know how the people in Guanaki lives. What y'all eat? They don't eat no pirate down there, right? Because the pirate protected. Let's go to this caller before we go. Pastor, call it through there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM, you live.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
You call Ragged Island, Ragged Knights.
Oh, I like that. Ragged Knights.
Yeah, all right.
I like that. I love it. So I'm not sure if the caller just made that one up, but I love the name.
I just made that up.
I love it. It's yours. No, I claim that for mine. You can't use it no more. I officially claim that in the name of Jesus. See, you hear me claim it? That is officially Mang's. Ragged Island people are called Ragganites. I like that. That's the official name. The Ragganites from down there. You know, playing on our Ragganite term. I love it, caller. Thank you very much for that. But I'm hoping that the Ministry of Culture, as they celebrate our march towards our independence, they are able to include all of the family of islands. To tell, call down to Ragged Island, say, y'all come. A special food. Y'all come with your straw baskets. Y'all come with your talk, and we can write down your famous talks and your phrases, and we can put it in a book. We can put it on T-shirts. We can put it on hats, right? We can celebrate. You know, island symbols or themes. What do you call it? Crests. Now, mind you, I can tell you a story about these island crests. The island crest was a project done by an individual that he pitched. The person, he or she, I'm not sure, pitched it to the government. Say, hey, I do all of these crests. You know. I want y'all to pay me for it. And of course, the government at that time changed. So we never paid the owners or the person who created the crest. You know, Acklands and Crooked Island have a crest. Spanish Wells is the one, the most recent. They actually own their crest. They just created a boat one recently. When I say recently, less than 20 or 30 or years ago, they just did that. But all of the other islands was done by one specific person. And we have yet to pay them for the crest to say, hey, see your money. We own this crest. These crests belong to the island, owned to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we're going to market these crests as something that each island who have crests could be proud of. We need to compensate that person. You know, get that done and over with. I'm sure if we have $1 million to be overruns and thing and the travel, we have $1 million to throw to that the descendants of that person and say, man, I'll be paying you for the crest finally. Because we claiming these crests as being Bohemian. Right? Because I believe everyone's supposed to be wearing the island crest. If you're coming from Grand Bahama and you celebrate our independence, you come with your crest on your T-shirt and on your cap. You're coming from Abaco. You're coming from Mayaguana. You're supposed to have your crest. You're supposed to understand what each symbol of the crest means. I know on Acklands they have some kind of galloping horse on the crest. And that's a dray horse. I'm not sure that everyone who listening know what a dray horse is. But that was the mode of transportation on the family. The man used a mode of transportation in Nassau too. Because we have pictures of people coming from the market, right? To over the hill through over Gregory's Arch or through Gregory's Arch with their dray horses. But people aren't familiar with these terms. We need to have a National Dray Horse Day just to explain the heritage and the history of the dray horse and celebrate. You know, we had wild horses in the Bahamas. I mean, they're missing now. They're all dead. But they just dead recently. Something from, I think the horses originate from them Spanish horses from around Columbus's time around that time. We had Spanish Horse, and eventually they get sick and die. Let me see if I can squeeze this last caller in, Kermit. This last caller before I go. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Hey, Nuri.
Hey, you live. This is the last call for the day.
Yeah. Anyone calling yet to say who's flower cake is the best?
No, I get a text, but whose flower cake is the best?
My Auckland's Islanders. You ask them, and all of them will tell you Care Island.
What? Yeah. You know, you caught me off guard there. You caught me off guard. You caught me off guard. I don't even know what to respond to that. You say Auckland's people say Care Island have the best flower cake?
Absolutely, without hesitation.
My lord, I hear you. I don't know what to say to you.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. I heard you talk about Kong salad and grit.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You going, caller? Man, I thought he was going to talk about Kong salad and grit. Say, Grand Bahama Crest is a pine forest. You know, only about four islands have pine forests in them. I know few people even know that too. I think it's Andros, New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Abaco. And the rest of the Commonwealth have no pine forests, no pine field. How did that happen? And that's where the story of the Chickchawny come in. The Seminole Indians have the story of the Chickchawny, the shifters, and that's why the story of the Garland and the story of the Chickchawny is an Andros heritage. We need to explore that. And how come that island, Andros, is the only two islands that have the Chickchawny story and the Garland story, and it's spread throughout the Bahamas? Explain that. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll continue our march towards independence as we celebrate being Bahamian. We want more people to celebrate. Tell us what your island is. And if you know that Conquer Joe boy in the House of Assembly, Mr. Clay, Honorable Clay Sweden, tell him, I need something sweet. I hear they have the best Johnny cake, and I need to taste it. He needs a range of Senawani boats and say, see, I just for you. Bring it to the studio. I want to eat some pastry and take my insulin. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian app, Nassau, Bahamas.